hear us, huh?
Yes, well, you were up there. Yeah, it still was.
You're going to forget how you can maybe make this meeting
wait for time.
Oh. Apparently, you have to write it in the story.
I don't think that we're a serious exploration of a serious topic. Prepared for it, and prepared for it, and whatever. Papers is the whole spirit of it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a sort of...
Oh, eagerly trying to make the TV, I think.
Yeah.
And that's one of the horrible problems of the, televised congressional hearings. I never thought it was a good idea. I've always supposed to go over on it.
Quite a few of the people who follow military development have said that we should take evaluation of something that's kind of back up in the turmoil and people that should have something we have to do something should happen.
Your view of the system on the market is calm, but you still want to have this evaluation.
Well, the calm is one of the edge for all the time. So bad again. Because there is a reality of certainty. And we know that it can't
last. Right. And even though the market situation with regard to the everything we talked about yesterday remains the same regardless of what happens.
I think so. The only thing that
is right
on the case that otherwise is the timing. But now that we're off the path, once we start having these discussions, we can agree that we should then go because it says the whole thing is there, and it's getting a job. Now that we start to go, I expect we'll know what. Evaluation is always tricky. We got away with it last time. But I would remember the comment that I think I mentioned to you in August of 71, the reaction of my little boy who said, "Daddy, I want my money to be worth more than the last time." I think that's a problem.
Even so, for you to make a trip to the coast,
my pilgrims.
Sound like an international crisis.
Right.
On that point, I just wonder if you want to type up that line. There, that is just my office. on the side, you know, you're on the move, and, I got thinking, all of a sudden, we say, here's a thing we gotta react to.
In some way, we're playing.
And, it takes a little blip off the rose at the time.
I think that what we could do is this, on the evaluation part, which I do think is, cannot be good news. It can only be troublesome, and potentially bad, and basically crisis, and, but that part is, the part that we've already discussed, and we discussed it in considerable length, and, we really made the decision, if you know, and, that if you decide to do that, and if we can do poker, you know, to get it, that should possibly be announced before the 100th, for those Saturday numbers, so there's not a trade there. Second, and then, the trade package is something else that, seems to be too quick, either wrap it all into one, or you could, the thing that you have, we have to bear in mind, this is not at all like the August 15th announcement. The August 15th announcement, Arthur was going to be one of those. All the people were talking to the monetary division, the only big thing that happened was the 15th, it was like a pretty quick crisis, and they could see that affected then. And, to a certain extent, our trade package has one positive element, and only one positive element. 90% of the people are against more trade. They're wrong. They are. Because they think that more trade is just going to help those damn ports. At the same 90% of the people are for keeping things out if it's cutting their jobs. So therefore, our estoppel and so forth business is good news. That's positive news that I should know. But my feeling is that it's very important that we now have made the record, we have talked to firms, talked to accounts, and so forth. And obviously, you can go out and start based on conversations that you have expressed at great length on this, which obviously has remained confidential because of what was going on. You made a decision, and then I would say you made a decision last week on the future. You could float it that way if you can. That, I think, is the better way to float that. And then come on shortly thereafter with the speech.
Well, I'm certain that it could be done that way. I do think that the trade package helps the evaluation that that will show we're doing things that are consistent with our IMF approach.
Yeah, I'm for the trade package, you understand, all for it, just a question of when.
Evaluation helps the trade. Now, what's the formulation we had at the coffee maker, is saying we are going to go forward with the trade package, and it's going to have these kinds of things in it, and the president has instructed, sort of like the way we announced the trade agreement, the president has instructed that there be consultations with this and that and the other. And then when he gets, it has got all that information in front of him, he's then going to decide, and he will then decide.
What would be your thought about the, your view? Let me put it this way, do we want to put it all in one talk that I announced, or do we want to do the evaluation thing first and have it done in Treasury? It was basically a technical kind of a deal. It's quiet. It's on that little stop sign of the business people and the rest of the average folks. Not very interesting to play. And then, of course, in the evaluation, we announced the president of the United States and make a statement on trade and say, this is what you're doing. That's sort of the way I had it in mind. Now, the other way is put all on speech. What you're doing, job is looking from the outside. One of the difficulties that I see with putting it in one speech is like the August 15th thing. The August 15th thing has got three different leads. One was the lead of freezing wages and prices. One was the lead of we devalued the dollar. And another
think doing it in two separate stores, I thought about it since I came back today, is better than doing it in one. So I went back and thought over what happened on this 15th, and I don't want to have the people writing them. I'm afraid the evaluation story would have given me the bias and issues would be played negatively, no matter what the hell we did on trade. And I want trade to right a wrong, a simple issue, simple direct, I mean, the positive side of the trade.
For that reason, you would not want to couch it in the press conference.
Oh, hell no.
On the subject.
Never.
Just stand on.
No, I would plan to do this with a radio call. It's a bunch of the best things to do. Radio talk, and then that's good, and then that way you get the huge newspaper players you want. It'll make all the networks come. And I would excerpt out for 1 minute for television that part of the thing which dealt with stopping foreign goods and what you call a safeguard. Whatever we may think it is important, that doesn't have to be balanced. What we'd like to have the television audience hear is what they want to hear about trade, that is, we're going to stop the foreigners from flooding our money, and that we're going to make our goods more competitive. We can even say our evaluation is going to do that. But see, I do that for a minute, and so that would get the television. The television people have to write with that. But then, the balance of it, of course, we can speak to the world. About the fact that we're not being isolationist. We are being expansive. So I don't mind any of that rhetoric, provided that the folks hear the other rhetoric. Because, and also the Congress, because basically speaking, the Congress, what will sell the expansive policy is the protectionist policy. That's what I'm doing.
In the meantime, we can go ahead and talk to the
election. Yes, sir. That's all been worked out. So, just like we said yesterday.
I want you to really cast them, but at the same time, all of our talk will be in the form of, well, we don't know what the president's going to say, but he wants to know what you think.
And I think you can say this. I think you should tell them, when you're talking to these fellows, that you have had extensive conversations with the president on this. And he's thinking of a number of things, so that they don't feel that when you do announce it next week, that this is something that was thought up and I didn't have a damn clue. So we've had extensive conversations, and he has requested that we talk to you if you'd like to get your ideas before he makes your ideas. But the evaluation we read, I'd ask them for their ideas, and you know, well, we are, but we're not going to change. Yeah, there's no problem on that either. You can say, well, make sure everybody makes the final decision. We made a decision on the evaluation, but we can say that you at least considered all this, and then reinforce it. I think you're in good position. Oh, you can broker the dick out of the fact that you can talk to the and then talk with Arthur Burns, and talk with Mr. Stein, and talk with the Secretary of Energy, who covered the government, and Roy Anstrogan, and we bought the end. But, well, it's true. But, you know, sometimes it helps to have something true that we say at home. And the other thing I was going to say on Mills, I wanted to tell you that Long, you know, is extremely sensitive about this variety. John has seen him. He wants to talk to him. Have a little of our tea. You know, he'll have iced tea. You know, there are others. I'll have a Coke. You know. Why not?
Yes,
you know, the diet Coke. The kind you drink. I was going to say that with Mills, I think just you should sit here so that he doesn't have to feel that we're surrounding him. With Long, I think John should sit in because what he primarily wants to talk about at this time is not the tax thing. came out of the way. So you will stand by tomorrow, and then if we break into the other 70, I will just pick up the phone and say, well, I'm going to go to Chelsea tomorrow. See, right, we had the captain at 8, and I got invited along for 10:30, and I'm going to have an argument. I'm doing the main in charge, Keith Long. He feels he's a very good man, and then there is not. And after all, that's where the action is. So, but I think he will feel that talk very freely to politicians, which is what a lot of us have to open the door for you to talk to them about the group. So I think it was a 1-2 punch with these two guys. The other thing perhaps that should be done, John, had not occurred to me, you should call Wally Bennett and say that Russell asked this evening, and I just wanted to know if it's already here. Because we'd sit on it, and we'll be chatting with him. George will be chatting with him, and I don't know what the subject saw, and I just, he's one, and I thought it was a good idea. Bennett will be perfectly happy about it. With regard to that fellow Schneebly or whatever his name is, Schneebly, why? Better say, you can talk, you can tell Schneebly, look, that Johnny Burns, and this is true, always had an arrangement with me that I should see Mills alone. Because Mills, and he did, Mills, Johnny said, it was necessary. President, I want you to know that we will do that. And actually, Mark, you will be present with the leadership meeting whenever we discuss this. But this is mainly that. The parent meeting with Wilbur Mills, which is part of our responsibility. We don't want to do it on a double basis, except when we agree.
I see Schneebly. Long and Mills have agreed that the welfare of Long will start at 7. And we're going to put my burger test in Long for this study.
Scott Brown before the Henry's and for that connection.
you had to have a chance to give up our trade discussions, but because of the content of that, it was really important to think about the timing of the relationship of the sponsor.
Fine. I think you should tell Scott Craft so that Henry will know that that's what he's planning to get back.
Smart before you left. He said, now we have to have some 85% energy.
case, to get him involved in some of this will be good then for him. He will contribute to his scripture and psychologically and otherwise. Get him involved, for example, I had a long talk with him yesterday about that let's make this the development of a great plan for Europe and America.
Didn't know you were that powerful. You can't engineer anybody else's release.